A haven, a refuge from pursuers, a place to rest and to seek shelter before continuing their dangerous journey. To a fugitive slave, every hiding place offered hope and danger. It was hard to see into a dense thicket, but it was also rife with chiggers and poison ivy. It could be difficult for a slave catcher to chase someone running through the woods, but it was also easier for the hunted person to get disoriented and lost. Water could perhaps throw off bloodhounds from a scent, but getting wet at the wrong time of year could be fatal to the fleeing slave. Harriet Tubman described one incident.
Outside the town, there was a little island in a swamp where the grass grew tall and rank and where no human being could be suspected of seeking a hiding place. To this spot, I conducted my party. I waded in the swamp, carrying in a basket two well-drugged babies and the rest of the company following. I had them to lie down in the tall, wet grass, and here we prayed again and waited for deliverance.
Tubman and her frightened passengers eventually made it out of the dark woods and into the light of freedom. They sought shelter wherever they could find it, in swamps and along riverbanks, in cornfields and forests. Night after night, day after day, the landscape provided a tenuous and uncomfortable refuge on their road to freedom. As you travel the paths through the woods and meadows today, look for those places where you would seek shelter. Imagine being there for hours, maybe days, listening for the sounds of your pursuers.